In the heart of Boston's bustling medical district, a patient lies on a table as fine needles are inserted along invisible pathways of energy. This scene, once unimaginable in Western medicine's stronghold, has become commonplace. Ted Kapchuk's The Web That Has No Weaver stands as the definitive bridge between these seemingly disparate medical worlds. First published in 1982 and revised in 2000, this groundbreaking work has become required reading in over 100 medical schools worldwide and counts celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr. among its devoted readers. As Western medicine increasingly acknowledges its limitations in addressing chronic conditions and holistic well-being, Kapchuk's work has gained cultural relevance far beyond academic circles. The book's enduring impact stems from its unique ability to present Chinese medicine not as mystical exoticism, but as a coherent, sophisticated system with its own internal logic, one that has sustained the health of billions for over two millennia. Chinese medicine doesn't represent a primitive precursor to modern Western medicine, but rather an entirely different approach to understanding health and disease. Where Western medicine isolates specific disease entities with discrete causes, Chinese medicine perceives patterns of disharmony within the whole person. This fundamental difference shapes everything about how practitioners from each tradition observe, diagnose, and treat illness, from their initial patient interactions to their final treatment strategies. Consider a clinical study where six patients diagnosed with peptic ulcer by Western standards presented six entirely different patterns to a Chinese physician. One patient's ulcer manifested with burning pain and anxiety, another's with fatigue and poor appetite, and a third's with headaches and irritability. Each required a unique treatment approach based not on the disease, but on their individual pattern of disharmony. This isn't simply a matter of different terminology. It reflects profoundly different ways of seeing reality and understanding the human body's complex interactions. The logic underlying Chinese medicine is dialectical, expressed through yin-yang theory. These complementary opposites aren't forces or material substances, but descriptive labels showing how things function in relation to each other. Think about how we experience day transitioning to night. There's no clear boundary, just a gradual transformation where one quality gives way to its opposite. Similarly, in Chinese medicine, health represents a dynamic balance between opposing qualities that constantly transform into each other. This extends to understanding organ systems, where the liver and kidneys, for instance, are seen not as isolated organs, but as functional networks influencing each other in continuous cycles. This perspective shapes clinical practice in ways that often confound Western observers. A Chinese physician examining a patient resembles an artist studying a landscape, seeking to perceive the unique arrangement of characteristics where the whole determines the significance of each part. The same symptom, like a headache, might indicate completely different patterns depending on its context within the overall presentation. A headache with cold hands and fatigue might suggest a deficiency pattern, while one with red face and irritability points to an excess condition. This holistic approach stands in stark contrast to Western medicine's reductionist methodology, where symptoms are analyzed to find underlying mechanisms that can be targeted with specific interventions. Despite these philosophical differences, Chinese medicine demonstrates remarkable clinical effectiveness. Following the 1949 revolution, the Chinese government conducted thousands of clinical studies showing promising results for conditions ranging from nephritis and asthma to cervical carcinoma. Modern research has begun to validate traditional treatments like acupuncture for pain management and herbal formulas for inflammatory conditions. While Western scientists might demand more rigorous controlled trials, these studies have convinced modern Chinese physicians of traditional medicine's continued relevance alongside Western approaches. Many hospitals in China now integrate both systems, allowing practitioners to draw from both traditions to provide optimal patient care. The coexistence of these two medical systems in modern China demonstrates that different ways of understanding health and disease can complement rather than contradict each other. Each approach offers unique insights and therapeutic options that, when appropriately applied, can benefit patients in ways the other system might not address. Unlike Western medicine, with its focus on anatomy, biochemistry, and physiology, Chinese medicine organizes the human body according to functional textures that explain how life manifests. These aren't physical substances in the Western sense, but dynamic aspects of being that together create the tapestry of human existence. This holistic perspective allows practitioners to understand health and disease through the lens of interconnected patterns rather than isolated symptoms. Qi, pronounced qi, stands as the most fundamental concept in Chinese medicine. Far more than simply energy, qi represents the basic substance of the universe, the thread connecting all being. Everything in existence, organic and inorganic, is composed of and defined by its qi. Mountains, plants, emotions, and thoughts all have qi. It's not a force added to lifeless matter, but rather the state of being of any phenomena, the pulsation of the cosmos itself. In daily life, qi manifests as the vitality that allows us to work, exercise, digest food, and maintain emotional balance. Have you ever noticed how some days you feel energetically connected to everything around you, while other days you feel disconnected and drained? This experience reflects the state of your qi. In clinical practice, qi serves 5 major functions. It's the source of all movement, protects against external influences, transforms substances like food into other states, maintains structural integrity, and warms the body. When qi becomes deficient, stagnant, collapsed, or rebellious, illness results. For example, chronic fatigue indicates qi deficiency, while stress-induced headaches often stem from qi stagnation. Blood complements qi as its yin counterpart. Where qi represents effort, blood embodies effortlessness. Where qi activates, blood relaxes. Where qi is becoming, blood is being. Chinese blood differs from Western blood. It's a broader concept encompassing nourishment and moistening functions throughout the body. It includes the physical blood, but extends to include the body's capacity to nourish tissues, maintain moisture, and support mental calmness. The relationship between qi and blood is captured in the saying, "Qi is the commander of blood, blood is the mother of qi." Without sufficient blood, qi becomes erratic. Without adequate qi, blood cannot circulate properly. Beyond qi and blood, 3 deeper textures complete the foundation of Chinese medicine. Essence, jing, represents the fundamental potential inherent in living beings that shapes the entire life cycle. Inherited from our parents and stored in the kidneys, essence determines our constitution, growth, development, and reproductive capacity. Spirit, Shen, distinguishes humans from animals, enabling relationships that transcend time and space limitations. Housed in the heart, it governs consciousness, memory, thinking, and emotional well-being. Fluids, Jin Ye, moisten and nourish the body's structures, ranging from thin fluids like sweat to thick substances like synovial fluid in the joints. Together, these 5 textures, qi, blood, essence, spirit, and fluids form the basic substances of life that Chinese medicine seeks to harmonize through acupuncture, herbs, diet, and lifestyle practices. When Chinese medicine speaks of organs, it refers not to anatomical structures, but to functional systems that organize human activity. The spleen in Chinese medicine bears little resemblance to the physical spleen recognized by Western anatomy. Instead, it represents the system responsible for transformation and transportation, extracting nourishment from food and distributing it throughout the body. Chinese medicine recognizes 5 primary yin organs, heart, lungs, spleen, liver, and kidneys, and 6 yang organs, gallbladder, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, bladder, and triple burner. The yin organs produce, transform, regulate, and store the fundamental textures, while the yang organs receive, break down, and absorb food while transporting and excreting waste. Each organ maintains unique relationships with specific body tissues, emotions, and sensory organs. The liver stores the blood and ensures smooth qi movement throughout the body. When functioning properly, it creates a relaxed internal environment. When disturbed, it causes tension, frustration, and physical symptoms like flank pain or menstrual irregularities. The liver also stores the non-corporeal soul, responsible for human kindness and boundary recognition, explaining why liver disharmonies often manifest as inappropriate anger or self-deprecation. The kidneys store the essence and govern birth, development, and maturation. Called the root of life, they provide the foundation for each organ's yin and yang aspects. The kidneys also rule water, the foundation of all fluid metabolism, and store the will in both its assertive and receptive aspects. Kidney disharmonies often manifest as developmental problems, reproductive issues, or premature aging. The heart stores the spirit and ensures appropriate connection between consciousness and the physical world. It guides behavior, enabling proper timing and context for actions and intentions. Heart disharmonies can manifest as insomnia, anxiety, inappropriate behavior, or speech difficulties. The lungs concern the momentary and ephemeral, governing respiration and the body's relationship with the external environment. Called the tender organ, they're easily affected by fleeting events and emotions, particularly grief and mourning. The lungs also rule the exterior of the body, the skin and sweat glands, regulating the body's defensive barriers. These organ networks function not as isolated entities, but as an integrated whole, each influencing the others through complex relationships. Understanding these relationships allows the Chinese physician to perceive how disharmony in one area affects the entire system, guiding treatment strategies that restore balance to the whole person. Imagine an invisible network of pathways connecting every part of your body, a system through which qi and blood flow to nourish tissues and maintain harmony between internal organs and external structures. This is the meridian system, Jinglo, which forms the theoretical foundation for acupuncture. Unlike blood vessels or nerves, meridians aren't physical structures that can be dissected or visualized with imaging technology. They represent functional relationships, channels of influence through which the body's various aspects communicate and affect one another. The system consists of 12 regular meridians, corresponding to the 12 primary organs, plus 8 extra meridians, and numerous finer lower meridians that create a comprehensive network throughout the body. Each meridian follows a specific pathway and contains acupuncture points, locations where qi can be accessed and influenced. When a practitioner inserts a needle into an acupuncture point, they're not simply stimulating local tissues, but affecting the flow of qi throughout the entire associated channel and its connected organ system. This explains how acupuncture can achieve seemingly miraculous effects by treating points far from the site of symptoms. A headache might be treated with points on the foot, or stomach pain with points on the leg, because these distant points connect to the affected areas through the meridian pathways. The system also explains why disorders in specific organs manifest as symptoms along their associated meridians, upper toothache from stomach meridian issues, or lower toothache from large intestine meridian problems. Modern research has begun identifying potential mechanisms for acupuncture's effects. Studies show that acupuncture stimulation can trigger the release of endorphins and other pain-modulating substances, activate specific brain regions visible on functional MRI, strengthen intestinal peristalsis, regulate blood pressure and heart rate, affect hormone levels, and immune function. While these findings don't fully explain the meridian system as conceptualized in Chinese medicine, they provide scientific evidence for acupuncture's physiological impacts. The meridian system represents one of Chinese medicine's most profound contributions to understanding the human body, recognizing patterns of relationship and influence that transcend physical structures. By mapping these invisible highways of energy, Chinese medicine offers a sophisticated framework for restoring harmony when illness disrupts the body's natural balance. Chinese medicine perceives illness through patterns of relationship rather than linear causality. What Western medicine calls causes are, to Chinese physicians, inseparable aspects of the pattern itself. The cause becomes part of the effect in a circular rather than linear relationship. This perspective initially struck me as simplistic during my studies in China. Terms like dampness, wind, or heat as factors in illness seemed quaint until I witnessed a dinner companion excuse herself due to a head wind, a concept as natural to Chinese thinking as catching the flu is to Western minds. Despite this circular view of causality, Chinese medicine recognizes several categories of factors that precipitate illness: environmental influences, emotional responses, lifestyle choices, and heredity. The six pernicious influences, wind, cold, fire or heat, dampness, dryness, and summer heat, represent meteorological factors that can either invade from outside, external, or develop within, internal. Wind is quick, light, and fundamentally yang. It represents distorted movement in the body, creating irregular, chaotic patterns. Signs include dizziness, shifting pain, tremors, twitching, and convulsions. Psychologically, wind can manifest as anger, inappropriate assertiveness, or explosive hostility. Dampness is wet, heavy, and slow, fundamentally yin. When human activity gets bogged down, Chinese medicine sees dampness. Signs include a dull head feeling as if in a sack, heavy limbs, dislike of damp environments, and copious turbid secretions. Psychologically, dampness creates rumination, indecisiveness, clinging behavior, and mental unclearness. Cold is a yin phenomenon characterized by lack of warmth and immobility. It contracts and obstructs normal movement, causing sharp, cramping pain that responds to heat. A person with cold feels chilled, seeks warmth, and may have pale, frigid body parts. Heat or fire represents yang phenomena that manifest as hotness and excessive activity. A person with heat feels hot, dislikes warmth, and prefers cold. Signs include fever, red face, red eyes, and dark reddish urine. Heat can create reckless movement of blood and heart spirit, leading to hemorrhaging or delirium. The seven emotions, elation, anger, sadness, grief, worry, fear, and fright, function as both causes and outcomes of disharmony. Each emotion affects qi differently. Elation scatters it, anger makes it rise, sadness weakens it, worry knots it, fear makes it descend, and fright creates chaos. Way of life factors include diet, sexual activity, physical activity, and other lifestyle considerations. Irregular eating patterns, insufficient nutrition, or excess food can disrupt bodily harmony. Sexual activity powerfully influences health while being deeply personal and culturally conditioned. Physical activity should harmonize with natural rhythms. More active during yang periods, morning, spring, youth, and quieter during yin times, evening, winter, old age. Understanding these origins of disharmony allows Chinese physicians to perceive the complex web of factors that contribute to illness and guide patients toward lifestyle choices that restore and maintain harmony. How does a Chinese physician perceive patterns of disharmony? Through four examinations: looking, listening and smelling, asking, and touching. Each examination focuses on different ways of recognizing signs that together form a diagnosis. Looking begins with observing the patient's general appearance, manner, and interaction style. A robust physical build suggests tendency toward excess disharmonies, while frailness indicates deficiency patterns. Agitated outward behavior suggests yang tendencies. Passive inward demeanor indicates yin. The physician then examines facial color, white indicating deficiency or cold, red suggesting heat and fire, yellow pointing to dampness or deficiency, blue-green signaling stagnation of blood and qi, and darkness/black associated with deficient kidneys and congealed blood. The tongue examination provides crucial diagnostic information. A healthy tongue has uniform, thin, whitish-moist coating with the tongue material visible through it. During illness, the coating's thickness, moisture, color, and distribution reveal the body's internal state. Thin coating may indicate deficiency, while thick coating suggests excess. White coating may indicate cold. Yellow coating points to heat. Black-gray coating signals extreme heat with red tongue material or cold with pale material. Listening and smelling evaluates voice, respiration, and body odors. Strong, coarse respiration suggests excess, while weak respiration with a low voice indicates deficiency. Wheezing typically indicates mucus. Heavy coughing signifies excess. Dry, hacking coughs suggest heat or dryness. Weak coughs usually indicate deficiency. Asking gathers information through questioning about symptoms not readily apparent. Key topics include sensations of cold, hot, perspiration, headaches, pain, bodily functions, and personal history. Temperature sensations provide fundamental diagnostic information. Feeling hot suggests heat patterns, yang, while chills indicate cold patterns, yin. The location and quality of pain further refines diagnosis. Pain relieved by heat indicates cold. Pain relieved by cold suggests heat. Pain relieved by pressure points to deficiency. Pain worsened by pressure indicates excess. Touching, considered most important in modern East Asian practice, involves pulse examination. The physician places 3 fingers along the radial artery near each wrist, feeling the pulse at 3 positions and 3 depths. Chinese medicine classifies pulses into 28 types, each corresponding to specific patterns of disharmony. A floating pulse typically indicates an exterior pattern, a sinking pulse suggests interior patterns, a slow pulse represents cold, a rapid pulse signifies heat. A thin pulse indicates reduced blood volume. A wiry pulse suggests restriction in qi and blood movement. Through these 4 examinations, the Chinese physician builds a comprehensive picture of the patient's condition, perceiving patterns that guide treatment strategies tailored to the individual's unique presentation. Chinese medicine organizes clinical observations into patterns of disharmony that guide treatment. The 8 principal patterns, yin, yang, interior, exterior, deficiency, excess, and cold, hot, provide the basic framework for understanding a patient's condition. Interior patterns typically manifest as chronic conditions affecting the organs, while exterior patterns present as acute illnesses with sudden onset affecting the body's surface. Deficiency patterns arise from insufficient qi, blood, or other substances, creating a clinical landscape that appears sparsely composed, bleak, and desolate. Excess patterns result from pernicious influences, overactive functions, or obstructions, creating a cluttered clinical landscape. Cold patterns manifest as slowness, withdrawal, pale complexion, and pain relieved by warmth, creating an overcast, frozen winter quality. Heat patterns appear as agitation, redness, irritability, and thirst, creating a bright and jumpy clinical landscape. These basic patterns combine in various ways to create more nuanced clinical pictures. Excess heat represents pure yang with forceful movements, high fever, and thirst. Deficiency heat combines yin, deficiency, and yang, heat, aspects, like low-grade afternoon fevers with anxiety but without the robust strength of excess patterns. Excess cold combines excess, yang, with cold, yin, creating slow but forceful, almost robotic movement. Deficiency cold represents pure yin with frail movement and inability to be assertive. Beyond these basic patterns, Chinese medicine recognizes specific disharmonies of the fundamental textures. Deficient qi manifests as weakness, pale face, shallow breathing, and poor focus. Stagnant qi creates distension, soreness, and pain that changes in severity and location. Deficient blood causes dizziness, poor memory, tremors, numbness, and scanty menses. Congealed blood produces severe, fixed, stabbing pain and dark purple clots. Each organ system also has characteristic patterns of disharmony. Spleen disharmonies include deficient spleen qi, appetite disorders, loose stools, poor motivation, dampness distressing the spleen, heaviness, sticky stools, excessive worry, and damp heat collecting in the spleen, jaundice, bitter taste. Liver disharmonies include constrained liver qi, frustration, menstrual pain, breast swelling, deficient liver blood, tension, poor self-esteem, vision problems, and liver fire blazing upward, anger, headaches, red face, and eyes. By recognizing these patterns, Chinese physicians can select appropriate treatment strategies using acupuncture points and herbal formulas that address the specific nature of the disharmony. This approach allows for highly individualized treatment that addresses the unique presentation of each patient rather than applying standardized protocols based on disease categories. Chinese medicine operates through a dialectic between whole and part, not by simply adding symptoms together, but by seeing how the whole determines the components. The clinical landscape, like Chinese art, expresses inner spirit rather than physical verisimilitude, capturing an essence that suggests more than the merely visible. For both Chinese artists and clinicians, the landscape must reflect spontaneous flow while opening to spiritual dimensions. This artistic approach manifests across multiple levels of mastery. At the first level, the physician sees how the whole shapes the parts, recognizing that a symptom like dry eyes might indicate deficient liver blood, liver fire, deficient kidney yin, or heat violating the lungs, depending on accompanying signs. At the second level, the physician recognizes that the whole imprints on each single unit, allowing diagnosis from particular details like a cough's quality or emotional nuance. A master physician can discern an entire pattern from the finest shadings of a pulse, tongue, or emotional state. The third and highest level, the penetrating divine illumination, represents an intuitive, immediate apprehension of the patient's entire being. This profound level of artistry transcends technique, allowing the physician to perceive and transform the patient's qi through presence alone, what ancient texts call medicine without form. This resonance between physician and patient becomes the ultimate healing encounter, where assessment and treatment merge into one transformative moment. As Chinese medicine continues its global spread, it maintains this artistic core while adapting to new cultural contexts. Modern practitioners balance respect for tradition with openness to contemporary insights, creating a living medicine that evolves while remaining true to its fundamental principles. The web that has no weaver, the uncreated macrocosm existing through its own inner nature, continues to provide a framework for understanding health and illness that complements Western medicine's more analytical approach. Chinese medicine offers modern healthcare something increasingly rare, a system that addresses the whole person within their unique context. Its strength lies in measuring quality, the texture of human experience, rather than quantity. As patients increasingly seek care that acknowledges their lived experience rather than just their laboratory values, Chinese medicine's holistic perspective offers a valuable complement to biomedicine's precision and technological prowess. Together, these two approaches create a more complete picture of human health and healing than either could provide alone.